Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. Here Friday, August 30th edition. Man, the next time we talk together, everybody, it'll be September. September baseball. Crazy times. Expanded rosters, but the good thing is, it's not 40-man rosters. I believe the max is 28 now, so they can just add a few players, but they can't go buck wild out there, which makes it a little nicer for us in this DFS world. I'm absolutely loving it because I'm already seeing all these big sites saying, well, these are the last baseball podcasts of the year because we got football coming up. Well, folks, don't you fret. I got you covered till the last day of the MLB season, and usually I sneak in a couple playoff rounds in there. So we will be doing this all the way through September into October. Got you covered Monday through Friday per usual. We got a 14-game slate on tap tonight. Hope everybody had a good Thursday. It was what you expect. Coors Field. That's what we talked about yesterday. Banana Lands, Ryu sucked. It was a bad slate like we talked about going into it. You had to take your chances. I hope you played lightly like we talked about. I made one little lineup. I didn't just want a little action to see what it was. It was going great until the Rockies decided to hit. Once Coors went full Coors, yep, the fade doesn't work when that happens. But we have a 14-game slate on tap again tonight. We have five totals of 10 or more. We have eight totals of 9.5 or more. We have 13 team totals over 5. So if you can figure that out by now, we've got offense for days. Your totals on this slate: Marlins, Nationals, 9. Mets, Phillies, 8.5. A's, Yankees, 11. Astros, Blue Jays, 10.5. Indians, Rays, 9.5. Twins, Tigers, 9.5. White Sox, Braves, 9.5. Mariners, Rangers, 10.5. Orioles, Royals, 11. Reds, Cardinals, 8.5. Pirates, Rockies, 14.5. Dodgers, D-backs, 9. Red Sox, Angels, 8.5. And then the Giants and the Padres, 7.5 to bring us on home. It's a rough pitching night. Well, you can tell with all those. Weather-wise, nothing too crazy. There's some wind, like minor winds blowing in and out. Maybe those increase throughout the day. Like Baltimore, Kansas City blowing in from center at 10 miles an hour, but that could change. There's about 30% chances of rain in St. Louis between the Reds and the Cardinals. Just keep an eye on that one. Other than that, things look to be good to go. If you're out there in Florida, I won't be able to talk to you guys till Monday. Stay safe. Stay very, very safe. It's a scary deal. I know I got some friends out there, so they've been through it before. They know what to do, but you never know how it's going to hit. So stay safe out there in Florida. Let's get into it tonight. We have six pitchers over 10K, which sounds crazy considering how bad the pitching looks. We have a total of 10 pitchers if you go 9K and above. So that's how we'll group it, 9K and above here. You got Shane Bieber at 11-8 against Tampa. I love Bieber. I'm just not paying 11-8 against a Tampa Bay team that just came out of Houston spanking the baseball. Bieber could shut them down. There's no doubt about it. But on a slate like this where I need pitching, there's still higher options I like. I just won't make it to Bieber. Like, I'd save $500, go to Aaron Nola at home against the New York Mets. Nola has a sub-3 ERA in Philadelphia this year, averaging over 21 points per game at home this year. And he's averaging over 21 points per game in 3 starts against the New York Mets, 22 Ks in 17 and 2/3 innings. He's coming off 3 straight starts of 20 or more DraftKings points. He has 20 more or more DraftKings points in 6 of his last 7 starts. His only hiccup was at the Giants of all places. Of all places, that was his only hiccup. So I like Nola quite a bit. The Mets are only striking out 20% of the time. That offense keeps getting sneakier and sneakier, but they're kind of boomer busting it lately. Like we saw yesterday, J.D. Davis took Lester deep. Then they were kind of quiet, and we've seen that kind of lately. They had a really, really hot stretch, and they're winning games now, but they're not blowing teams out like they were for a little bit there. Nola, almost a 27% K rate and almost 50% ground ball rate. And you got a Mets team with a total of 3.9. Lefties, 283. Righties, 310. So for me, the highest price guy I'm going tonight is Nola. I think Bieber's great. I really like Bieber. I'm just not going to pay that price tab when I have a similar matchup, maybe a better matchup with a home pitcher in Aaron Nola for $500 cheaper. There's no planet. I don't care if he puts up 30 points tonight. There's no planet where I played Denelson Lamet for $10,700. It's just not happening. That price, when I took notes last night, just shook me. I had, like, literally set my pen down and go, huh, scratch my head. I looked like some of those silly, you know, gifts people put out there. It really confused me there at 10-7. If he deals, he deals. More power to you. I know at San Francisco, Paddock looked phenomenal last night. Giants had their chances, but typical Giants fashion, they blew him. But Denelson Lamet is just not a guy that goes deep into games, not a huge strikeout guy. I just can't see the price point. We have Nola at 11-3. Or for $300 cheaper than Lamet, you got Trevor Bauer, who, yes, he's been getting shellacked of late, especially on the road. You know, minus 9.9 at Pitt. He's put up 30 at home, minus 6 at Washington, 36 at home, 6 at Atlanta, minus 0.1 at Kansas City. His road starts have been atrocious. There's no hiding that. But at 10-4 with the upside of Trevor Bauer against a Cardinals team that strikes out 22% of the time versus righties, Bauer 28% K rate, 38% ground ball rate. And you look at Bauer even deeper, this St. Louis team is just dreadful versus right-handed pitching. A righty-heavy lineup, team total of 4.4, lefties 336, righties 284 versus Bauer. And we look at St. Louis, a 311 wOBA and a 165 ISO. Is there risk? Tremendous, because Bauer's been giving up home runs like it's going out of style. It's like the Little League World Series when he's out there, but it's a real ballpark, folks. I'm not joking. It's a real baseball field. And the ball just keeps flying. It's like almost he wants to throw it out there to see if it still flies the same way. But 10-4 is worth it for Trevor Bauer if you're willing to take the risk. If you want to go a little cheaper, something a little safer, Mad Bum at 10-2 is a great play tonight. Absolutely great play. One of my favorite plays up top here. He's faced San Diego three times this year, averaging 17 points per start. He has a sub-3 ERA, averaging about 20 points per start at home. Recent home starts, Oakland 34, Philadelphia 25, the Cubs 19, the Mets 27. He's been pitching great overall, but especially at home of late. And San Diego striking out 26.5% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Mad Bum 24.5% K rate, 36.5% ground ball rate. Lots to love there with Mad Bum. San Diego at 3.5 team total, third lowest on the slate. Lefties 255, righties 323 versus Mad Bum. So Mad Bum at 10-2, big fan of that one. I'm going to pass on a $10,000 Wade Miley. You got Zach Gallen at 98, which is an intriguing GPP play, but I just respect the Dodgers so much that it terrifies me. But Gallen's been good. The potential's there. But the next guy is Kyle Gibson at $9,500 at the Detroit Tigers. He's faced the Tigers twice this year, averaging about 14 points per game. Coming off a 17-pointer against Detroit, 5 1/3, 5 hits. 10 hits, 4 earned, 8 Ks, still got 17.4 points because it's the Tigers and they strike out like crazy. There's always upside facing the Tigers, a Tigers team that strikes out 26.5% of the time versus right-handed pitching. He's got a 23% K rate and almost a 52% ground ball rate of his own. Tigers have the lowest team total on the slate at 3.1 on the slate, which is pretty damn good. Lefties 333, righties 312 versus Gibson. And when you look at Detroit, a 290 wOBA and a 149 ISO versus right-handed pitching, Gibson is a very, very good play. It's pricey, but it's very, very nice. So 9K and above, I got Mad Bum 1, Bauer 2, Gibson 3, Nola 4. That's where I'm going up top. Now the rest of it, I have no punts I like, so I'm staying in the 7 and 8K range right now. Hopefully, as the slate develops and we see things and as things start to stand out, I might have a few more punts for you in the chats. But right now, nothing punt worthy. But at $8,800, you got Anibal Sanchez at the Washington or at home against the Miami Marlins. He's faced Miami twice this year, averaging 14 points per start. Coming off 31 points at the Cubs, a dud at Milwaukee, dud at the Mets. Pitched great at the Giants. It's really always an up-and-down roller coaster with Anibal. The ceiling is high. The floor is low. So it's never a safe situation. But you're facing a Marlins team. Strikes out 25.5% of the time versus right-handed pitching. And Anibal's a minus 260 favorite in this matchup. 20% K rate of his own. 38% ground ball rate of his own. And you look at the Miami Marlins' second lowest team total on the slate. So it goes Tigers, Marlins, Padres. Marlins 3.3 team total, lefties 316, righties 292, and they have a 280 wOBA, 122 ISO versus right-handed pitching. So Anibal at 88, very much on the radar tonight. Dylan Bundy at 81. Dylan's been very good, broke him down quite a bit on the recent bench with Bubba and the bat flip 6. Talked about how like his whole August has been really good. He's just been getting it done. And this time he's on the road. He's faced Kansas City once this year. 7 innings, 5 hits, 107 Ks for almost 24 points. He had 9 points against Tampa, 24 against KC, 5 against the Yankees, 18 against the Astros, 18 against Toronto. He's shown some very, very good ceiling games. And it's a Kansas City team, its offense is just, it got it going a couple days against the A's, but overall it's just not a great offense right now. When you look at Bundy, oh, come on, find it. Use your eyes here, buddy. Is he not on the list today? No, they don't have him on this list. He's striking out a lot of guys. The Royals have a righty-dominant lineup. They have some lefties, but most of their power comes from the right side of the plate. So there's big, big upside with Bundy at $8,100 that I can definitely get behind on this slate. Last guy, Max Fried at $7,500 at home against the Chicago White Sox. The White Sox lose their DH, which is tremendous. Fried, 3.67 ERA at home this year. His last few home starts, 15 against the Dodgers, 17.5 against the Mets, 23.6 against Cincy. So really getting it done at home. The road starts have been a little rocky, but at home, making it happen. And he faces this Chicago White Sox team that strikes out 25.5% of the time versus left-handed pitching, 24% K rate for Fried, and a near 53% ground ball rate, which is outstanding. That helps him get out of trouble. You got Chicago fourth lowest total on the slate at 3.9. Lefties 259, righties 312 versus Fried. Chicago does have power versus lefties, but losing that DH will help a bit in that one. So Fried, not a bad option. So in this 7 and 8K range, I got Bundy 1, Animal 2, Fried 3. Don't have any problem mixing and matching those guys. There's not a massive differentiation between the three. That's just how I prefer them right now. But they're all pretty equal. If you just want to use two of them and get some bats, knock yourself out. No problem with that at all. So recapping up top, Mad Bum, Bauer, Gibson, Nola. In the middle, Bundy, Sanchez, Fried. That's where we're rocking and rolling today. Before we get started with the bats, let's rock and roll with the new DFS site, Superdraft. Tons and tons of fun. And I'm not saying don't play DraftKings anymore, but Superdraft's a blast. I got some guys in the Slack chat signed up with it yesterday. It's cool. They have great free rolls every day. They have all different price contests. There's overlay all over the place. It's tons of fun, and you don't have to worry about the pricing. It's an exclusive multiplier game mode. So it's like if you want the chalk play, like if you want a Coors, Arenado, everything he did was points times 1x. But if you went on a limb and you took some scrub from the Royals, you might get 1.5. You might get 1.2x. If that guy goes deep, you get 28 points instead of the 14 if he's a 2x guy. So it depends on where do you want to gamble, where do you want to save. Like pitching-wise last night, I think DeGrom was close to a 1x, maybe 1.1. But if you wanted to gamble, like Ryu was even like 1.4. Like they all vary, so it makes you think about your decision. And quick hits, we break down the DraftKings, but the way I talk about upside matchups, that'll help you there. And I'll try to get some more super draft content throughout the day. But it's an exclusive multiplayer game mode, a brand new way to play DFS. Draft any player you want with no salary restrictions. That's beauty. No salary. If you just play the guys you want, and then you take the gambles you want to take based on multipliers. If you want all the chalk, take all the chalk. Each player is given a value that multiplies their points, giving you the ability to maximize your score with the players you want. Like I said, tons of overlay, free contests all the time. They have a $125,000 NFL contest for week one. Tons of great stuff. When you sign up, use promo code Bubba. It'll really get things rocking and rolling for you. And that's just when you can sign up. And if you make a deposit, you get a free $10 deposit bonus. But if you just want to sign up, use Bubba. It gets you in there, play the free contest, then make a deposit, whatever you want. But make sure you use promo code Bubba. That goes a long, long ways. All right, let's get to the bats on this slate. The catcher's position. You know, you got Mitch Garver versus Edwin Jackson. That's going to be very, very nice, of course, because Edwin Jackson, booty. But going on down, like Gary Sanchez versus Brett Anderson in Yankee Stadium at 47 is very, very tasty. The Yanks are 5.85 team total, lefties 278, righties 367. Like we always talk about on this show, El Gary, the Kraken, he's a great GPP play because it's boom or bust. Don't play him in cash, but the upside's tremendous. And if they're going to keep pricing him, you know, down and have these other guys on top of him, it's great. Tom Murphy against Allard. Murphy's crushing lefties in a great ballpark. It's going to be like 100 degrees in Texas. Ball should be flying. Another nice high-priced option. So Garver, Murphy, Sanchez, all good high-priced guys if you want to go there at the catcher's position. But if you want to save some cash, you got our boy James McCann versus Fried. If you want to attack Fried, you know, McCann versus a lefty, definitely an option for you there. Christian Vasquez versus Suarez of Anaheim at 4K is a nice upside play there. Vasquez had a very nice series in Colorado. 8-16 in those two games. He even had a 14 in San Diego, a 10 in Philadelphia. He's been putting up double digits every so often again. So 4K for Vasquez versus Suarez, not the worst play in the world to save some cash and get some upside. Boston, lefties 264, righties 360 versus Jose Suarez. So Christian Vasquez could be a play for you as well. Dropping below 4K though, like Stephen Vogt, if he's in the lineup versus Lamet, he had a big pinch hit double last night. Lefties can attack Lamet, so Vogt at 39 is in play for you. Jorge Alfaro versus Aaron Sanchez at 37 is a punt option as well. Going to Coolers, you got Troy Walters at 35 versus Agrizal. You got Stallings at 35 versus Sensatella. You got Elias Diaz at 34. So those three Coolers catchers all in play for you. Another nice value play though, Pedro Severino. We know he mashes left-handed pitching. He's having a rough go after that nice start to the season, but mashes lefties. Eric Skoglund is no lefty to be scared of. When you look at Baltimore, a 5-point, almost 16 total. Really good spot there for Pedro Severino if you want to save some cash at $3,400. Other ones, maybe a Danny Jansen at 32. I'd probably try to get the Pedro Severino at 34 or one of the Coors guys. You got Martin Maldonado versus Thornton at 31. He's an option for you as well. And then after that, you just check your punts. Tucker Barnhart versus Dakota Hudson at 3K. Then you'll have like your Mathises and those other guys down below. First base, Josh Bell and Coors at 57 is really good. But if you want to pivot off of that and still pay up, Freddie Freeman at 56 at home versus Ivan Nova is very, very nice. Freeman coming off a 25-point game where he went deep in Toronto. Going back home here, Nova's been great, but that's a good matchup there for Freddie Freeman. Mark Connor has been crushing it. He's 53 versus CC Sabathia tonight. Good spot there for Mark Connor. Lefty's 288, righty's 318 versus CC. So keep riding that Connor train, who's been absolutely crazy, averaging 13 points per game at home. He's usually a guy on a super draft that you get some nice multiplier points for. So basically, as you go cheaper at DraftKings, you get better multipliers. So if I like guys that are cheap, they multiply more on super draft. It's a good way to compare things back and forth. A few more, like Shohei Ohtani's first base eligible now. He's 49 if you want to attack Nate Eovaldi. Not the worst thing you can do, because Nate Eovaldi's been very, very bad. The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, lefties 336, righties 335 versus Eovaldi. Ohtani, I don't even know how he got first base eligibility. He hasn't been crushing the ball. So use him if you're stacking the Angels versus Eovaldi, but that's about it. Jose Abreu matches lefties. He's 47 versus Max Fried. That's an intriguing play for you. In that matchup, Mike Ford has just been on a tear right now. Even lefty, like he's crushing lefties. I've seen Max Wildstein tweeting out stats. His last few games, 16-5, 30-21 over his last four. He had a 5-0 at 20, but he is just raking. He's crushing lefties. He's had four homers in his last four games. He's homered in three of his last four. He's 4,600 versus Brett Anderson. Really good spot for you there. Daniel Murphy and Coors at 45. He had an awakening last night, 18 DraftKings points. Hopefully that's a sign of things to come, because 45 is a discount. If so, Trey Boo Boo at 44 versus Skoglund's not a bad play for you there. You got Jock Jams and a GPP at 43 versus Gallon, only if you're feeling frisky. But like Austin Nola, first base, second base at 43, going up against Kobe Allard in that hitter-friendly matchup there. Seattle a total of 5, lefties 335, righties 282. Allard showing some early reverse splits, but Nola could be a discount for you. You got CJ Cron versus Edwin Jackson, always a nice GPP play. When you get below 4K now, like G-Man Choi, GPP only. If you need to go there, I'd try to avoid attacking Bieber, but it's there if you need it. Other than that, like Joey Votto's down to 36, not great. Sam Travis should be back in the lineup now that they got a DH. He's 35 versus Suarez. That's a great punt. First base, outfield eligible, Sam Travis at 3,500. Second base, you got like Howie Kendrick. Okay, but Ketel Marte at 54, GPP relevant. Kevin Newman had a huge game last night, 42 DraftKings points, double dong, went 4-for-4, just did everything. He's got 42, 3, 10, 10, 34, 15, 0, 11. He's been on a tear, great spot versus Sensatella. Newman at 52 is your top second baseman on the slate. Jose Altuve is always in play. It's Johnny VR, 5K, back to some really nice matchups versus Eric Skoglund. I'd still get to Newman, but if you don't want the chalk, a VR is not a bad way to pivot there. Same with Gleyber Torres at 49 versus Brett Anderson. Good pivots off of Newman, who's by far the best play up here at this point in time. Ryan McMahon, if you're sliding down at 46, not shabby. 11 more points last night. He just hasn't really gone bonkers yet, but he's been putting up consistently good production of late. Ozzie Albies at 44, really good look there versus Ivan Nova. I don't mind that at all. Jonathan Scope, we've been talking about it lately. He is streaking, folks. Averaging over 11 in his last 10, 11, 32, 14, 20, 5, and 16 over his last six. 5 of 6 double-digit points. He has 5 home runs over those 6 games as well. So Johnny Scope at 43 versus Edwin Jackson, good value. Just always sucks because he bats like ninth in the order. But good for that wraparound stack if you want to be a little different. Austin Nola at 43 is in play, like we talked about already. A few others down here. You get to 4K and below, like Jerkson Profar switch hit. But Hanser Alberto, we've mentioned time and time again how much he destroys left-handed pitching. He's still hitting 317 on the year. He's got Eric Skoglund in that matchup at 4K. Nice value there. Luis Arias was leading off yesterday. I love seeing him lead off. When he's kind of buried in the order, it's not as fun because he doesn't have a lot of pop. He's got to get on and score. He had 9 points yesterday. Good cash game play at 39 with Arias if you want to go there. Josh Van Meter at 38 in the GPP. But we're getting it again. Jason Kipnis, $3,700, still too cheap. Pruitt's the opener. I haven't seen who the backup guy is, but still great spot there for Kip at 37. Not getting the love he deserves. And then other than that, there'll be a few that pop up here and there. Nick Solak, still too cheap. $3,500 versus Marco Gonzalez at home. 13 more points last night for Solak. 13 and 12 in his last two. Even stole a bag for us last night. $3,500 for Solak is phenomenal savings. Phenomenal savings if you need to save some cash. Great play tonight in a very hitter-friendly environment versus Marco Gonzalez. Nick Solak, 35 hundo. Heading over to third base. You know, Arenado and Coors, yeah, that's great. 57, no hide in that. Rafael Devers, lefty-lefty, I don't care. You got DJ LeMahieu versus Brett Anderson. Interesting. Jose Osuna back in Coors. He went deep last night. You know, Arenado, Rendon, Devers, all three guys up top are great. It's pretty much who are you stacking. Those aren't going to be one-offs. Those are stack pieces, all phenomenal pieces. You stack with those. Jose Osuna and your Pittsburgh stacks at 52. But then you drop below 5K. Mankata is hitting lefties better. He's 49. GPP relevant. But like Kyle Seager at 47, he's mashing lefties. We already mentioned Allard's got some reverse splits going here. Seager's averaging almost 12 points over his last 10. So a very intriguing play there with Kyle Seager at 47 hundo. John Birdie's heating up. I just can't pay 45 for Birdie, but I might have to start rethinking that. He's averaging 10.5 over his last 10. Went deep yesterday for 14 points. He's getting going. It's just tough there versus Animal. But got to keep that in mind. If you're fading Dylan Bundy and you think he relapses, Hunter Dozier at 44 is in play tonight. Renato Nunez at $4,300, first base, third base eligible. I'd probably rather use him at third base. A guy that does hit lefties with a lot of power. Good spot for you there. Baltimore's going to be a sneaky stack because not a lot of people love to go attack Baltimore. But, you know, a team total of almost 5.6. Eric Skoglund's not great. They hit lefties well. It's a big slate, so I'm not saying you have to go stack Baltimore. You don't have to get that sneaky. Ownership will be spread out, especially with Coors in play. So you don't have to get too crazy. It's just something about this Baltimore team that's kind of standing out to me right now. Has my attention. Eugenio Suarez at 42, GPP relevant for sure. Asdrubal Cabrera as well at 41 versus Hernandez. If you want a piece of Washington for cheaper, you can go down there. Hansel Alberto's 4K, worth a gander. If Sheldon Sheldon Nosey comes is in the lineup tonight at $3,900, good play there versus CC. He would make his MLB debut. Good value in that spot versus CC Sabathia. We mentioned Luis Arias already. Adrianza, if he cracks the lineup at 37, is a good look there versus Edwin Jackson. And then maybe something else pops up later. Shortstop, you got Trevor Story and Coors, great. Trey Turner, phenomenal again. Those two are really good plays. You can go to Xander at 53 versus Suarez. Nice pivot off of the Turners, the Stories, the Kevin Newmans who's here because he's second base and shortstop eligible. So, you know, Newman's a great play here again at 52. I'd rather save a few bucks from the guys up top and go there. Trey Turner, great cash game play at 55. But you also have Marcus Semien at 51 who's just been raking, averaging almost 14 points over his last 10. 10, 17, 10, 34, 0, 12, 7, 18, 14, 16. Double digits in 8 of his last 10, crushing baseballs over those 10 games, hitting .357 with 8 extra base hits, including 4 home runs. Really getting it done for Marcus Semien at $5,100, a guy to take a gander on versus CC Sabathia. Mentioned Johnny VR and Gleyber Torres earlier. But like Francisco Lindor, again, $4,800. He's below all of these guys. Averaging 12 over his last 10. 16 more points yesterday. 16, 29, 12, 16, 3, 16 over his last 5. Great play at $4,800. Like, if you don't want to spend up, you still want an upper echelon shortstop, Francisco Lindor is that guy at $4,800 in a great matchup in Tampa Bay. I'm really confused by how they keep pricing him day in and day out. Like, no respect for Francisco at all. It's really, really surprising in that situation. You got Jorge Polanco at 48 versus Edwin Jackson. Still a good play, but I get, at the same price, give me Francisco Lindor. That's silly talk. Silly talk. Going down farther, you know, you could go to Dansby Swanson at 44 if you're stacking up. Elvis Andrus at 42 versus Marco Gonzalez. Good value in that situation. If you're fading Trevor Bauer, Paul DeJong is a good GPP play at 4K. Don't hate that at all. Freddie Galvis at 38 versus Hudson's got some GPP upside for some value in that one. Let's head over to the outfield and get you going on this slate. Starling Marte at 58, Blackman at 57. Yes, Coors. Yes, Coors. Brian Anderson at 56. Yes, Coors. All solid looks there. You can get some Juan Soto at 55 versus Eliezer Hernandez. That's a very nice look. The Nats got some natitude in the night. 5.7 team total. Lefties 345 off of Eliezer Hernandez. Juan Soto, very nice tonight. So is Nelson Cruz at 54 versus Edwin Jackson. That's got some big boy appeal to it in that matchup because Edwin Jackson, not good. Aaron Judge, folks, we've been talking about it. He's now averaging 14 over his last 10. He is on fire. 26, 19, 8, 14, 14, 24, 10, 0, 14, 10. 10 or more in 8 of his last 10, folks. He's 5,300 versus Brett Anderson tonight. Again, lefty's 278, righty's 367 off Brett Anderson. Aaron Judge is finally priced appropriately and a smash play tonight. Mark Connaughton looking good. JD Martinez really heating up. $5,300, averaging almost 14 over his last 10. Coors helps, but 21, 12, 14, 9, 41. And two of those were in San Diego, folks. So don't you worry there. Three of those were. The last three were in San Diego. So JD versus a lefty at 53, very much on the play. Bryce Harper, good GPP versus Wheeler's. Wheeler's allowed a lot of hard contact of late. You can definitely go that direction. Mookie Betts, a good play versus Suarez. All the 5K guys are always really good plays. Just kind of where you're stacking it up. If you need one-offs, come hit me up. But a lot of nice stacking options for you there. Orestes Aquino, yep, he did it again. $4,900, always GPP viable. He's like the new Franmil, except he's priced up. Yeah, Marcell Ozuna in a GPP. Willie Calhoun, go back to that. Will at 47, don't mind that at all. Eddie Rosario at 46 versus Jackson, yep, I would definitely go back to that. Sliding on down some more. Trey Mancini at 44, we talked about him. Same with Hunter Dozier already. If you are stacking the Angels, again, not saying you need to stack them, but you got some value with Cole Calhoun and Brian Goodwin against Eovaldi because Eovaldi's just been so bad. So if you got to go down there, there are options for you. Jock Jams in a GPP, talked about him already. Jorge Soler at only 4,200 in a GPP versus Bundy's got my attention. 20 points with another home run yesterday against Oakland. 20-11, 0-10, 16 in his last 5. Good little run there at $4,200. 37 home runs on the season for Jorge Soler. So if you think Bundy relapses, Soler at 42, very good GPP play tonight. Victor Robles, GPP only. Cameron Maybin, if he cracks the Yankees lineup, he's 41. Good value to get a piece of the Bronx Bombers in that one. Franmil Reyes, again, 4K GPP viable every day of the week. Eloy Jimenez at 4K. Matt Joyce at 4K. Both nice value plays in their matchups. If Sam Hilliard cracks the lineup, he's 4K, went deep again yesterday. I talk about him all the time. The price is up, but still 4K is cheap. He's homered in both times he started. He's got 18 and 19 points in both his starts. He crushed it in the minors. Hilliard at 4K is a great play if he's in the lineup. Like a really, really good play and a great super draft play because he's a massive multiplier in a Coors Field game. So playing super draft, Sam Hilliard is a guy you want. Jake Cave is another one. If he cracks the lineup, Fredo Jackson double-donged yesterday, averaging 11 over his last 10. A guy I've had both his double-dong days of late. He has 25 or more points in 3 of his last 6 games. He's got immense power. He's boom or bust at times, but tons of power. $3,900 versus Edwin Jackson. If he cracks the lineup, that's another really good value on DK and Super Draft. A few others for you before we head on out of here. You got, you know, Puig, Van Meter. There are some interesting Detroit guys if you're not using Gibson. It's going to be hard not to use Gibson, but there's some interesting Detroit guys. Justin Upton's 37 versus Eovaldi. You got Randall Grichuk, Teoscar Hernandez are cheap versus Miley. There will be guys down here, so check your lineups. Sam Travis. You'll get a few different guys down here, so check your lineups as they come out, and we'll see where we stand. Pitching again, up top, 9K and above, Mad Bum, Bauer, Gibson, Noah, 7 and 8K range, Bundy, Sanchez, Fried. Really no super punts on this slate. Checking out the bats to stack, there's so many. As I mentioned, 13 team totals over 5. Like, you got Colorado, both have team totals over 7, both in smash spots. If you need to go there, pretty simple. But Minnesota versus Edwin, great spot. Really, really good spot. Houston's always in play, especially against guys like Trent Thornton. But the Yankees, the Bronx Bombers are going to be in a smash. Ivan Nova's run's going to have to end sooner than later, so Atlanta could be a good one. Baltimore is like the 8th highest team total. They're an interesting play versus Scotland. Very, very intriguing. That Texas game is going to be 100-plus degrees. The ball will be flying out of there. So Texas and Seattle both have some upside plays and some value in those matchups. Oakland versus CC. That Oakland and Yankees game could be good. Like I said before, Oakland and the Yankees have a total of 11. Houston, Toronto, that's mainly because of Houston. Like, Oakland and the Yankees both share that total pretty well. Seattle and Texas both share their total pretty well. Baltimore and Kansas City. Baltimore has most of that total, surprisingly. And then you have Coors. So there's tons of ways to go on the slate. 14 games. Hit me up with any questions that you have in any of the chats. BVP time. This will be another way to help you out with your super draft. Anthony Rendon, 4-for-7, 2 homers off Hernandez. Suzuki's taking him deep as well. Martin Prado, 15-for-36, a double and a homer off Anibal. Starling Castro, 8-for-21, a double. Josh Fegley, 5-for-11 with a homer off CeCe. Realmuto, 8-for-16, 2 doubles off Zach Wheeler. Cesar Hernandez, 9-for-23 with a homer. Kingery's taking him deep. Harper's taking him deep twice. Jeff McNeil, 5-for-16 with a double off Aaron Nola. Of course he gets 300. He gets 300 off everybody. Justin Smoke, 6-for-16, 2 homers off Wade Miley. We're not talking about him. Marwin Gonzalez, 5-for-14 with a double and a homer off Edwin Jackson. Miguel Sano, Max Kepler have both homered off of Jackson. Josh Donaldson, 9-for-23 with a double off of Nova. Swanson's taking him deep as well. Shinsu Chu, 8-for-17 with a double off Marco Gonzalez. Odor, 7-for-18 with a double. Andrus, 5-for-16, 2 doubles as a team at 301. Soler, Brett Phillips, Alex Gordon have all taken Dylan Bundy deep as a teammate, 269. Eugenio Suarez, 3-for-8 with a homer off Dakota Hudson. That's nice. Mike Trout, 6-for-14, 2 doubles off Eovaldi. Calhoun, 4-for-10 with a double. Pools, 5-for-14. Anderson Simmons, 8-for-26. No one's hit a homer off him, but as a teammate, 326. And that bouncy ball could change that tonight. Hunter Renfro, 6-for-18, 2 doubles and 3 homers off of Mad Bum. Will Myers has 3 homers and a .178. It's pretty much Renfro. The rest of the team as a whole hitting a .170 off Mad Bum. So really, really good spot for Mad Bum tonight. Great looking slate. Massive slate. Lots of ways to go. Play the smaller slates if it makes you feel comfortable. Or just ask a lot of questions. And I'll help you out the best I can. We'll bang all this out. Could be a lot of fun tonight. Or could get really interesting. You really never know how it's going to break down. But that'll do it for this edition of Quick Hits. And that'll take us through the weekend. Again, hit us up on fantasysportsdjs.com. Lots going on over there. Bench with Bubba, 205 with Batflip, Crazy, 206 with Mike Florio, getting you ready for the fantasy football draft weekend. We've got so much stuff going on. You got Italia Serie A soccer just got released. We got a great NFL DFS piece over there right now. So go check it all out. Go check out thequantedge.com. Promo code Bubba gets you the rest of baseball when you buy NFL for free. And go check out Superdraft. Sign up with promo code Bubba. We'll get you going, and you'll really, really enjoy it. But until next time, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, August 30th edition. I'm out.
Better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.